Dave Player back with you on 720 WGN. So the first face shown on WGN TV in 1948 was the legendary Jack Brickhouse, who spent over four decades as a Chicago broadcaster, both on radio and television. He was the announcer for the Cubs from 48 to 81 and also called games for the White Sox, the Bears, and the Bulls during various stints in his career. And I'm so excited because Jack Brickhouse has a statue right outside of our showcase studios here on Michigan Avenue. But now there's going to be something that will really memorialize Jack and in such an incredible way. It's a new restaurant being named in his honor at Wrigley Field. And joining us tonight to talk about it all is the widow of the late Jack Brickhouse from sunny Arizona, and that's my friend Pat Brickhouse. Good evening, Pat.
Well, good evening. You know, what a pleasure to talk to you about this happy occurrence. I would say about a month ago, from Mike Wifrano. I don't know if you know him, but he was the first call I got. He is with the Chicago Cubs. And he asked me what I thought of the idea, and I said, I think it's spectacular. And as we get closer to the opening, which I do not know yet, they do not know, they just opened the area called Park Hill, which, as I understand, is right next to Wrigley Field.
Yeah, it's the park at Wrigley, so it's where the old parking lot used to be. I mean, when you see this, Pat, and you're back in Chicago, you're going to be absolutely amazed because there's this beautiful park that is open to ticket holders during game time, and then anybody can walk through the park. And then there's a whole new entrance into Wrigley Field from that. It feels like such a vintage experience being there, and this park has the new office buildings, and it's got some new retail down there and some other things. But now this Four Corners Tavern Group, a company that's behind several Chicago bars and restaurants, including Benchmark and Gaslight, are going to open this tavern-style restaurant on the north side of the park and name it after Jack.
I was so excited because, you know, Jack, during the course of his lifetime, had many opportunities to open a restaurant. Guys came to him, you know, they bankroll it and all, and he said, you know, I don't know anything about running a restaurant, and I don't want to take this opportunity to use my name and have it just collapse. So he never did. He never had one. I know how totally, totally pleased he would be, as I am, to have this new pub, restaurant, whatever, at Wrigley Field, his home for 40 years, named in his honor.
I just love that. And, when we first met, and it was about 10 years ago, because I'm going to be 50 this summer, Pat, it was about 10 years ago, and, you know, there were restaurants that had like a brick house ditch in his honor and stuff. And I always thought, oh, that was great. But, you know, to not only have a restaurant, and we're not talking about just having a restaurant anywhere in the city of Chicago, it's going to be at Wrigley Field in the newest attraction. I mean, this is amazing.
Well, it was my idea. Now I'm working with, there's a group that called the Hickory Street Capital, which is, to my understanding, handling all the construction and the opening and everything. So I'm working with them now. And it was my idea. I said, what do you think of having like a separate paragraph or use it as special, some of Jack's favorite foods? Oh, they thought that was a wonderful idea. So I'm putting together a list of some of the favorites of his, and they fit right into this concept because Jack was not a fancy foods eater.
No, you told me that before. You told me that before.
No. Well, when we got married, he said, I want to tell you something right now up front. He said, no fish, glands, or organs. And he was totally allergic to seafood.
Oh, okay.
And so, you know, many was the night that I would make two dinners.
Yeah.
But he loves stuff like one of his favorites, I'm going to tell him, is like coleslaw, mashed potatoes and gravy, chili. You know, it fits right in with, to my understanding, the concept.
Yeah. Tavern, baseball
restaurant.
Food. Yeah.
And I don't know and because they don't know exactly when we will have the grand opening because of the construction problems. They're staying this summer. We're hoping before the 4th of July, let's put it that way. But
yeah.
The great news is that they are flying me in for this. So I will look forward to seeing you at that time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I wouldn't say, you know, there's construction problems because, as I look at the field and I look at what they were able to accomplish for opening day, again, the neighborhood, Pat, and I'm talking about this, and those of you who haven't been to Wrigley yet this year, is somewhat unrecognizable. I mean, you see this beautiful park that's literally on the property of the field itself with this beautiful big office building with this massive big screen TV. So when people want to walk outside or kind of hang out during the game, they can do that too and watch the game on this massive screen. The hotel that is going up across the street and the properties over there. I mean, it is absolutely amazing what they've been able to accomplish. And of course, when you look inside the field, it looks just as beautiful. So, again, to have something named in Jack's honor is amazing. And it really, you know, reintroduces Jack to a generation that listened to him, but also introduces him to a generation that doesn't know him. And that's what I love.
Exactly. That's why I wanted to have some of his favorite foods out. They haven't approached me on any memorabilia at all yet.
Yeah.
So I don't know if they're interested. I want to talk to you about that when I know if they want any.
Yeah.
So let me know when you're available.
Yeah.
And,
no,
well, I know that the Broadcast Museum has a lot of memorabilia.
Yeah.
And I think that it really should have a few.
Absolutely.
Things.
Oh.
That's my opinion.
Yeah, well, you have to tell Jack's story. And to do that, you have to have some artifacts there. And I completely agree with you on that. And, you know, for those who might not understand the legend of Jack Brickhouse, you know, WGN hired him, I believe it was 1940. So, you know, from 1940 to 81, I mean, this guy was an integral, and even beyond that, by the way, an integral part of baseball in Chicago.
Oh, definitely. Well, that's why the statue right next to where you are is so important, because there's never been a time that I haven't gone by there that I haven't seen this father tell his little kid, I want to tell you who this guy was and what he did.
Yeah.
You know, and he was a legend. I mean, he still is. He still is,
well,
and always will be.
And, you know, he called Cubs and White Sox games. I always found this fascinating. He called both of them until 1967, which, you know, 50 years ago, because they never really played at the same time and the same day. So he was able to cover both teams. He also did professional wrestling for GN and political conventions for Mutual.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And used to sneak in the news. His segments when he had a chance. He did political conventions. He was man on the street. He did it all.
Yeah, boxing, wrestling. He called the Chicago Bears games on WGN, which, by the way, were played at Wrigley Field. I mean, he never left that park. And, you know, fights. He did Bulls games from 66 to 73. I mean, it was unending. And he interviewed presidents and political figures all of his life.
The only international award WGN in its great history of broadcasting has ever received. And you know what that is? An interview that Jack Brickhouse did with the Pope.
Wow.
It's the only international award they've ever received. So, yeah, he did it all. And this is kind of a missing link that's now being put in its place when this restaurant opens. I can't wait to see it. I can't wait to see all my friends in Chicago. I love it here in Arizona, but I miss you very much, and I really can't wait to get back.
Yeah, you actually went to some spring training games. I saw pictures of you at the games out there as well. So, I mean, you're always a Cubs fan.
At Sloan Park. I had to see the new park. I mean, it's nothing like Hohokam used to be. It is modern, up to date. And I must say that Mr. Ricketts is putting his money where his mouth is. And naturally, that has to happen because he's from the whole family is from my hometown where I was born and raised, Omaha, Nebraska.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome.
Yep.
And again, we'll stay tuned and keep track of this. But, you know, they said they want to get it open this season. So, you know, the new Brickhouse restaurant named after Jack Brickhouse opening in the park at Wrigley on the north side in the new building will be absolutely incredible. It'll be a great tribute to your late husband, Pat. And as I said to you before privately, too, this is a long time coming.
Oh, bless you, and now it's happening, and I'm very excited, and I hope to see you sometime, as I said, late June, early July.
I'll be here. You'll come down to the studio, too. We'll talk live in the studio when it happens. I'd love to do that, Pat.
All right, David.
Thank you, Pat. All right, we'll talk soon.
You got it. Take care, sweetie.
All right. Bye-bye. It's 720 WGN.